Chapter 5. Disasters. Off we go. Juniper, Dew and River had on their silver shiny dress-up cloaks. There was even a little one for Ludwig, who felt extremely handsome. Dew also had on her pink tutu, though was looking a bit grubby by now.
Brrr, brrr, brrr,
meowed Ludwig as he did his fitness routine in the bedroom. Legs out, legs in. Arch my back and tail around about, he chanted. Everyone, grab your laser swords, said Juniper, as he jumped into the air, doing a kick and a twirl. Everyone did get their swords, but River also took his drumsticks, and Dew made sure her lilac ballet shoes were still tucked into the pocket of her tutu. We warriors are ready to go back and help everyone in Gleesphere. March on, said Juniper. They stomped out of the bedroom and into the garden towards the Illawarra flame tree. What imagination, said Dad, as he waved them goodbye on what he thought was a pretend adventure. Up the tree they scrambled, and Juniper got hold of the large old brass key and easily found the invisible keyhole. What if we go back and find BK and Bombini, said Juniper. Better still, what if we go back and find the very fat Robo-Mouse, purred Ludwig. Dew was dreaming away, thinking about Mum and how she would be enjoying her week's holiday. And in a moment of confusion, Juniper put the key in the invisible lock and they were whooshed into the attic at Mum's place. Oh no, said Juniper. What are we going to do?
I think Mum is still on holidays, said Dew. Oh, someone has tidied up my weights, moaned Ludwig.
River tapped his drumsticks thoughtfully on the wooden floor.
Hello, who's there?
Came the lovely voice of Juniper and Dew's mum. Yikes, be quiet everyone, said Juniper. But unfortunately, they all got a fit of the giggles because it was so nerve-wracking landing up in the totally wrong place. Quick, huddle together, said Juniper. So they had a group hug and concentrated very hard as Juniper found the lock and thought, what if we are back in the city of Gleeway? Click, clack, whoosh. Through the portal they were swept, just as Mum climbed up the attic ladder and thought she saw a jet black tail disappearing into the air.
How odd. I think my imagination is nearly as good as my kids, said Mum. And she laughed.
Whack, bang, crash. The What If Kids landed with a slam back into the city of Gleeway. Its beautiful neon light was not flashing out a happy message anymore. Juniper still had the large old brass key around his neck and he slipped it under his t-shirt.
Psst! Psst! Psst!
And there was very fat Robo-Mouse beckoning them towards an entrance in a side street. They entered a small room where there were hundreds of mice chattering away. They became silent when they saw their guests, but also because they smelt cat.
We are calling a city meeting to discuss what we can do about Hugo Sogo stealing the rainwater from our beautiful land, squeaked the very fat Robo-Mouse.
It's disgraceful,
squealed a very tiny mouse.
He is also stealing our ice water.
He's just too powerful, screeched another.
We depend on each other,
sobbed a little kiddo mouse. Wow, don't worry, said a concerned Juniper. We have come to help you all.
Lead the way to the meeting, said Dew, practicing her first position ballet movement.
And so they set off across the city of Gleeway until they reached the large arena where tickle tournaments were held. Up galumphed Mrs. Intelfant with four others.
We are so sorry,
they roared together. We apologise for cheering on Hugo Sogo and his soldiers. We forgot not to look into his eyes. And when we looked, we were suddenly under his spell, roared a sorrowful Mrs. Intelfant. Please, please forgive us.
Of course. Don't worry, said Juniper. We know how evil Hugo Sogo is, meowed Ludwig. Where are the others? Asked Jew, as she pirouetted around to take in her surroundings.
Most of the Intelfants have gone back to the nursery to look after their babies. They were too ashamed to come to the city of Gleeway, roared a sad Mrs. Intelfant.
Now, what is the plan? Asked Juniper.
Ludwig reminded them what Bombini and the Bumblebees had said about the stolen rainwater which was stored under the royal throne room.
Let's go get it, sang River, who was thinking about being a hero. Hey, everyone, what joke does a cat like best? Three mice with poor eyesight. And he laughed so hard that he did not notice the mice looking very shocked.
Ludwig was trying not to grin, and Juniper rolled his eyes and said,
Enough, River. We have to make a detailed plan right now.
So they sat down and began to plan.
Ludwig had some ideas of his own, and he sent out messages to find the best 20 pussycat fighters from the city of Gleeway. When they arrived, he took them off to the other side of the arena for secret warrior training. Juniper then hatched the rest of the plan with his friends. Into battle. When the plan was ready, Juniper asked the Intelfants, the very fat Robo-Mouse and mice, Jew, River and Ludwig, with his 20 warrior pussycats, to huddle together. And he said,
What if we land at the back entrance of the magnificent Glass Palace?
And they did. Behind them was an old dusty shed, and everyone quietly crept inside it. Now they were ready to put their surprise plan into action. They secretly painted things and fixed up lots of other things that needed fixing in that shed. They were ready to attack. With a great flourish, Mrs. Intelfant and the four other Intelfants wheeled out the surprise. A newly decorated wooden Intelfant prison. It was the one Juniper had been imprisoned in after the tickle tournament in the last What If Kids adventure. The prison was pushed right in front of the magnificent Glass Palace.
Your Majesty, they roared, we have a beautiful gift for you to say how much we admire you and want you to be our ruler.
Out strode Hugo Sogo, puffed up with pride.
My citizens, my Gleesphere friends, I'm so happy that you want me to rule over you. I accept your wonderful gift.
But, he thought, it is a prison, and it looks ridiculous painting that wrong shade of purple and with those elongated childish hands smeared all over it. And he glared at them all.
We have to go home to our nursery now, Your Majesty,
said a timid Mrs. Intelfant, and she tried to do a clumsy curtsy for Hugo Sogo. Inside the palace, Bombini saw her opportunity, and she softly shook BK and said,
Mr. Beekeeper, it is I, Bombini. Look into my yellow and black eyes, and the spell will vanish.
And that is what happened. BK cleaned his glasses and said in a frail voice,
I think I've been under a spell.
Bombini kindly gave him his walking stick and buzzed,
Yes, you have, but we have to leave right now.
So they came down the magnificent palace steps and pleaded to be allowed to go home to their wildflower meadows.
Go home now,
Hugo Sogo crowed, and he sneered behind his hand.
Those silly fools. I have won. I am the ruler of Glacier now.
All the soldiers, with the elongated purple hands on their tunics, cheered as they hauled the wooden Intelfant prison into Hugo Sogo's magnificent glass palace and shoved it into the corner. That night, they had a wonderful feast and celebrated the fact that Hugo Sogo was now the ruler of Glacier and could do whatever he liked. Hugo Sogo sang eerily into the stony desert to call back Purple Haze. Of course, he had not banished his old friend. He had just said that to trick BK. And in slithered Purple Haze.
Oh, it's so good to be home,
it hissed as it turned into a horrible three-headed monster. Hugo Sogo and his gang were so pleased with themselves, but it had been a busy day, and they all slowly fell fast asleep. But little did those nasty enemies know that Juniper, Jew, River, Ludwig, and his 20 warrior pussycats, the very fat Robo-Mouse and his mice, were hidden inside the wooden Intelfant prison. They were waiting patiently for the clock to strike midnight. On the last dong of midnight, Juniper quietly opened up the top of the wooden Intelfant prison, raised up a large catapult that held Ludwig and his 20 warrior pussycats. Ludwig whispered to them all, "On your backs and start your bicycle legs right now." And 84 pussycat legs began bicycling like mad as Juniper catapulted them into the Hall of Mirrors and the Royal Throne Room. The pussycats shot across the rooms, breaking the mirrors, the glass, and scratching the enemy. There were shouts of terror from the soldiers, and Purple Haze became one lumpy pussy boil. Very Fat Robo-Mouse and his mice scurried out of the wooden Intelfant prison and began nipping the soldiers' toes. It was chaos. Hugo Sogo was furious. He grew in size and he towered over everyone. He screamed, "Soldiers! Elongated hands off your tunics and spray those cats with water!" Water went everywhere. All the pussycats started howling and trying to shake off the water, as cats just hate water. The soldiers chased the pussycats out of the now broken glass palace and through the gardens. It was not magnificent anymore. Purple Haze was rubbing itself with that foul-smelling ointment that stopped it being allergic to cats, and it sprayed goo all over the mice, who had to scamper away quickly as they were all itching. Juniper, Jew, and River shot out of the wooden Intelfant prison, laser swords in hands and their silver shiny cloaks floating around them. But they did not have a chance to attack, as Hugo Sogo and the Purple Haze joined together and became the monster of all monsters. It was so frightening to look at and listen to that they stopped still in their tracks. Then the thunder and lightning joined in and raged overhead. It was a complete nightmare. Juniper whispered in a panic to Dew and River, "Go and hide right now."
"We are going," said Dew,
and her pink tutu looked even grubbier, and she felt the lilac ballet shoes urge them to quickly get away. River drummed his sticks, and they fled into the night holding hands for safety. Their silver shiny cloaks were billowing out behind them. Everyone else had escaped as well, but Juniper and Ludwig were captured and thrown into the wooden Intelfant prison. Their laser swords and silver shiny cloaks were confiscated, as was the large old brass key hanging around Juniper's neck. Juniper was so upset that he decided to write a haiku poem of sorrow. "We are defeated, captured by Hugo Sogo. We cannot escape.
Juniper, we can't be sorry for ourselves.
Ludwig trilled. We are the warriors of all warriors. Let's start thinking.
Yes, you're right, said Juniper. I just felt down in the dumps that we did not win and get back the stolen rainwater.
But we will win next time,
purred the optimistic Ludwig.